You know, when I was a little boy, about, as best as my memory serves me, about maybe 5 years of age, I had a recurring dream. I don't know how many here have ever had a dream like this, but in my dream I could fly. You ever had that? I'd be out in the yard playing with my friends or just walking around doing something. All of a sudden I'd look down, my feet are leaving the ground, and I would rise up above the... In those days, we had hydro lines, we used to call them power lines, and they were on, well, anyways, I would go beyond those, and I would see my town from the air. I'd never want the dream to end. I could fly into the clouds sometimes, and, you know, and a lot of times it would happen just at the point where you're starting to wake up, and you would know you're waking up, and you'd never want it to end. You'd fight so hard to stay asleep, because it was such a wonderful dream, because in that dream you were doing something that your natural body could never do unless you have some kind of an exterior propulsion mechanism. You can't rise above where you are on this earth. And then I would go outside later on as a little guy, and I would look up and I'd look around, see if anybody was looking, and then I would just, you know, do this and just wonder, is it possible that even just a few feet in the air I could rise up? But there was a law, and you know it today to be the law of gravity. It's something you can't see, but it's a law that's in nature. It's a law established by God that you can't rise above where you are without some kind of an exterior assist, as it is, to come and raise you up. You've got to get on an airplane. You've got to have a rocket pack on your back, or you've got to have something. Get into a helium balloon. Something's got to lift you up. And without that exterior help, you are destined, in a sense, to never leave the place where you are. In the book of Romans, Paul, the apostle, spoke about this condition, and he called it another law. He said, I know that in me, he said, the things that I want to do, I don't want to do. But the things that I hate, I find myself... Now, I'm going to paraphrase this. I'm reading it in the King James, but I'm going to try to say it simply so you can understand it. He said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there's no good thing living there. Because I want to do certain things, but how to do it, I don't know how. And the King James says, how to perform it, I find not. For the good that I would, I don't do. But the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. Paul said, it's no more I that do this, but it's sin that dwells in me. I find then, in verse 21 of Romans chapter 7, he said, I find then a law. Just like the law of gravity. He says, there's a law at work in me that when I would do good, evil is present with me. In other words, I want to change, but no matter how I try, I can't. And folks, you and I are born into a condition. This condition is called sin. And it makes you what you are and what I am without God. And you can, it's like, take a mannequin in the store window, for example, and dress it up any way you want, but it's still a mannequin. It still is what it is. It doesn't have any life in and of itself. And it you can try to change. And I know many here, you've tried this, especially those... You know the difference now. If you've truly found Christ as your Savior, you know the futility of all those times that you made promises you can't keep. I promise you I'll be a better friend. I promise you I won't lie to you anymore. I promise you that I won't get angry. And you make all these promises, and some of them are promises you make to people who are very close and very dear to you. And like Paul, you said, I want to, and I know what is right, but I've got this law that's around me and in me. And it causes me not to be able to rise above what I really am. I dress myself in different clothes. I try to change my conversation, but I find myself, Paul says, always going back to that inner core that's in me. I can't escape it. And Paul says, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In other words, I know there's truth. And I know I should be living a different way than I'm living and doing differently than I'm doing. But there's, and I delight after this. I want to do this, but I can't do it. He said, I find another law in my body, warring against this law in my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, he says, who will deliver me from this body of death? Well, folks, the greatest favor you can ever do to yourself tonight, if you've never done this before, if you've never come to this place, is finally declare yourself dead. Finally declare yourself unable to change. Finally give up on all your good resolutions. All of the things that you think you want to be and think that you should be and you'd like to do, but you can't attain it in your own strength. And, you know, if we had a time for people who are without God tonight to testify, I'd like to start at the oldest in this sanctuary tonight and then go to the youngest, because the oldest could testify the most of the number of times you've made resolutions and you can't keep them. There's just something inside that keeps drawing you back. No matter how high you jump, you keep coming back down. There's a law that keeps you literally bound to what you are and what I would be without God. And Paul says, oh, wretched man that I am. You see, this is where freedom comes. When we finally get to the place of admitting that we can't change. Admitting that if I'm ever going to fly with the eagles, as the scripture says, there's got to be something other than me that causes me to do this. I can't rise above where I am. I can't be more than I am. I was preaching in the youth prison one time in Spofford Youth Facility, and there was about 300 young people there. And I said, a lot of you are going to get out of jail. And when you get out, you're going to say, look, I'm never coming back. But you're going to end up right back here. I said, because you have to have a power source inside that's different than what you are. I carried two balloons into that facility. One was full of air. They're identical. And the other one had helium. And I had somebody in the audience holding them. And the first one I took was the one that had air in it. And I walked around the gymnasium, just started bouncing it in the air. I'm going to change. I'm going to love my family. I'm going to respect my parents. I'm not going to steal anymore. I'm going to get out of the gangs. And I kept bouncing it higher. But the higher I bounced it, then it just kept coming back down. Finally, it landed on the floor. And I stepped on it. And it made a huge resounding boom in that auditorium. I said, because that's the end result of what the devil wants to do to every life. Everyone ever born into this world, Satan wants to put you underfoot and crush you for all of eternity and torment you and talk to you about the life that you could have had in God. Then I went over and I said, please, can I have the other balloon? I just held it in my hand and talked about how God comes and God gives us the power if we will admit that we need God, if we will turn from the things that are wrong inside of our lives and turn to God. He comes in the form of the Holy Spirit and fills us and gives us the power to rise above what we are. And I just let the balloon glow and it floated to the top of the gymnasium. And 100 or more young people just streamed out of those stands with tears in their eyes. They finally got the perspective that I need something in me that's other than what I am. When you and I come to Jesus Christ, the law of sin and death was dealt with on Calvary. Jesus took that law. And the Bible says he made an open display of it and he spoiled its power. And to those who come to him, he says, look, I've canceled the power of this law. Just like gravity keeps you to the earth, sin keeps you bound to a nature that is alienated from God. But Jesus said, when I died, I canceled that law of sin and death over your life. And I made a way that God in the form of the Holy Spirit can come into your life and give you the power to be a person other than who you are without God. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things in him or her pass away. Behold, all things are become new. The day I came to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Folks, there's no formula to this. I just knew that I was a sinner and needed a Savior. Opened my heart and said, Jesus, if this is true, I invite you to come in and be my Lord and my Savior. And all the years of trying to be different, all the years of trying not to be selfish, all the years of trying to love even my own family with the inability to do it. The day after I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I woke up in the morning, I sat on the edge of my bed, and I don't know how I knew, but I knew I was a different man than the man I was the day before. Something had changed. Praise be to God. The power of God had come into my life. And ironically, I fly all over the world now. Just like I dreamt I could once do when I was 5 years of age. I fly to Africa. I just came back from Europe. I fly everywhere. The very thing that God spoke to me when I was a child has become a reality in my life. No longer bound by the circumstances of life. No longer bound by an old nature that hates God. But made into a new creation in Christ. And God has picked me up and taken me into the clouds. and sends my voice all over the world to tell others that what he has done for me, he can do for you. It's not a complicated message, folks. What God did for me, he can do for you. The hope, the power, the newness of life, the new mind, the new heart, the new spirit that God promises, he gives to all who will call upon him. And he cancels the law of sin and he cancels the law of death. Praise be to God. I'm not bound by the issues of my heart anymore. Those things in me without God. If I find I'm in a struggle, I take it to the Lord and say, God, one more time, you've got to give me the power to rise above this. One more time, you've got to defeat this thing in my life. And the Lord comes and he does it. And all it does is make me more excited about being a Christian every day. Praise be to God. There's a day coming, the Bible says, that God not only cancels the law of sin, but he's going to cancel the law of gravity. Did you know that? Thessalonians says the archangel of God's going to come with a trumpet, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. And we who are alive and remain are going to be gathered together with them, and so shall we ever be in the clouds. My five-year-old dream is going to happen one day. One day my feet are going to look down. I will be rising off the ground. Praise be to God, because God says it in his word. He's going to cancel all laws, and he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. The power of death is going to be gone. There'll be no more sighing. There'll be no more sin. There'll be not one backstabber in the kingdom of God. Praise God, what a day that's going to be. Oh, wretched man that I am, Paul says, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Then he goes on in verse 25, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, Paul says. Paul was a murderer, folks. Paul was a religious murderer. He hauled people off to death. He was there with those who stoned Stephen, young disciple, to death. He was involved in murder. He caused people to blaspheme. But God got a hold of this man and transformed his life, to the point that he was willing to be poured out, beaten, ridiculed, misunderstood for the sake of other people finding out who God was and what he could do in a person's life. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. It's no good to you if all you do is listen to us sing about it. If all you do is come here and hear me preach about it and hear people testify about it, it's no good to you. You'll never rise from the ground until you admit you're a sinner and you need a Savior. You bow your head and your knee before God and say, God Almighty, you are righteous and I am not. You are right and I'm wrong. You are holy and I'm not holy. But God, you extended your hand to me because of Calvary, and you offer me everlasting life. You offer me the power of your life, not only to be forgiven sin, but to cancel the power of sin over my life, to cancel the destiny that sin is sending me to, an eternal hell without God, to cancel it and to write my name in a book that heaven says is called the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise be to God. To give me hope and to give me a reason to live and to so change me from day to day that I won't be able to keep my mouth quiet. I will have to testify about the goodness of God. Praise be to God. I was so stunned when I got saved at the power of God that I would preach to anything that would move. You couldn't stop me from speaking his name because he had done so much in my heart and was continuing to do it every day and continues to do it even this day. Praise be to God. If I could, I'd go down every row and I'd grab everyone who doesn't know God by the... I'd grab you by your lapels and I'd shake you and say, wake up and realize that Christ died for you that you might have everlasting life. Wake up and realize that you can't change yourself. That's why God came to the earth and died on a cross. It was not just a vain display of affection. He did it because there was no other way out for you to get out of sin and come into the life that God has for you. Praise be to God. I don't want a single person to go to hell that's listening to my voice tonight. Today, the scripture says, if you can hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart against the love of God. What a tragedy that would be. If you hear this tonight and you say, well, that's interesting, and you walk away, forever trying to change and never able to change. The law of sin and death written over your life for time and eternity. When God has paid the price to forgive you and to make you into a new man or a new woman. Somebody that truly will stand and give honor to his name in the earth. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. If you are among those tonight here in the sanctuary of the annex that you can say in your heart, I hear you. I hear you. I hear what God is saying to my heart. I see something on this platform. I hear more than just good singers and more than just a proficient choir and more than just a good band. There's a sound here I don't hear anywhere else. You can go to the best show on Broadway tonight and you'll hear some proficient musicians, but you'll never hear what you heard on this platform tonight. You heard the sound of people who no longer live under the law of sin and death. There's a law of life, the Bible says, in Christ Jesus that is very much alive. And the psalmist David said, He lifted me out of the miry clay, put my feet on a rock. He's put a new song in my mouth, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You heard that new song tonight, and that new song can be yours. Praise be to God. I'm not a salesman here tonight. I'm pleading with you for the sake of your soul and for the sake of eternity. I don't want a single thing from you tonight. All I'm asking is that you give your life to Christ. All I'm asking is that you consider that God loves you and gave his life for you that you may have eternal life and you may have an abundant life on this side of eternity. That's what God promises. I promise you one thing. If you open your heart to Christ, you'll never be the same again. You'll be a different man, a different woman. You'll know something has happened to you. That when you receive Christ, the Holy Spirit, who's the third person of God, will come and live inside of you. And you will change from the inside out. Religion is man's attempt to change himself from the outside in. Christianity is God changing a man from the inside out. It's a completely different thing. If you can honestly say tonight, Pastor, I hear you. I hear this. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I admit that I need a Savior. I can't save myself. I need a Savior. If that's in your heart tonight, and you want to receive Him, you only make this decision one time in your life. You never have to make it again. He will receive you the first time. But if it's in your heart to say, Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross and you suffered a horrible death and took my place. You took all the pain and punishment that I deserve upon yourself for all the wrong things I've done. And all you ask me to do is open my heart to you and receive you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. And if you can do that tonight and begin to walk with God, God promises you a new life. If you're willing to do that, this evening. Now I know for many, this is brand new. Your heart is pounding and the enemy is all over you saying, no, don't do this. What will people think? You know, when it comes to eternity, who cares what people think? We're talking about eternity tonight. Many, many years ago, I was in the balcony up on this site in the church and this call was given. I get out of my seat and thank God to this day. Now, I'd already in my heart opened my heart. This was a public profession. And tonight, if you can say, I want to receive Christ as my Savior, I'm going to ask you. You see, Jesus died on a hill, on a cross for you, and he died in public and took all your shame. And I'm not an advocate of this bow your head and close your eye thing. If you're going to come to Christ, you come to him publicly. If you want him as your Savior tonight, I'm asking you right now, raise your hand. Raise your hand up high, wherever you are. Just raise it up high, everywhere. Balcony. Praise God. Now we're gonna stand. And as we do, I'm going to ask those who raise their hands, slip out, join this young lady who's already come to give her life to Christ. Just make your way to this altar. We're going to pray a prayer together. Let's do that right now. Let's all stand in the annex. We'll wait for you. You can make your way here too as well. Please come down. Just join these that are coming. You're a sinner. You need a Savior. Praise God. Young people, thank God. Thank God. You'll never make a greater decision in all of your life. Thank God. Praise God. Just make your way here. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. What an awesome night this is. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Let's just sing one song, if you will. And we'll just wait for everybody who's coming. I know some are coming from the annex. If you're still uncertain in the balcony, make your way here. Gathered at this altar, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And this prayer is just to help you to understand how to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's not a formula, it's an issue of the heart. You either do or you don't. You're coming to God tonight. And you're giving God your life, and He's giving you His life. I mean, that's the greatest exchange you'll ever make in your entire lifetime. Praise God. If you sincerely mean this tonight, when I lead you in this, if it's really in your heart, you sincerely mean it. The Bible says if you can believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died for the wrongs you've done, and He was raised from the dead to prove to you that this message of God's love and power is real. Now, if you believe that and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. And when I say saved, I mean the law of sin is canceled. Hell is not your destiny. Heaven is. And God will prove it to you that this is right, because you will begin to change. You'll change. You'll have a desire to forgive people who have wronged you. God begins to live inside of you. You'll know. Nobody has to tell you when you say, you'll know. Let's pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to die for me, that I may be forgiven all the wrong things that I have done. I am a sinner, Lord. And I need a Savior. Tonight, I bend my knee and I open my heart. Jesus Christ, Son of God, I invite you to come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Lord, that because I believe in you, the law of sin and death is canceled over my life. And I'm brought into a new life, a new hope, and a new destiny. Thank you for saving me. Guide me now. Help me and teach me. Help me to understand how to walk in newness of life. Thank you for receiving me. I believe with all my heart that at this very moment, I am received with God, forgiven my sin, I'm saved. Amen. Give God thanks. Give Him praise. Praise God. I want you, those at this altar, the Bible says that there's a shout going on in heaven right now. Jesus said the angels in heaven rejoice. Will you let them know? Let these people know that there's a celebration in heaven. You brought such delight into the heart of God tonight. Praise God. Now, for those who have prayed this prayer, we have downstairs some counselors that are available for you. We have a Bible for you. If you don't have one, we'll have information about this church if you need it. If you have questions, they'll answer them. You never bugged or forced to join anything in this church. There's no membership here. People who attend here just do so because they feel this is where they want to worship God. Praise be to God. We'd like to help you get going in your walk with God. So we're here for you. We want you to know that. And we'll give you all the help that you need to get started, to understand what it means to be a Christian. You can ask your questions and nobody's going to shake their head at you. And be just delightful. We have new believers classes every Friday night. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And they'll tell you about that. So if you want to, You can make your way downstairs. And there's people with yellow jackets right behind you. They'll head there now. If you want to follow them, you can. If you want to wait till after the service, you can do that. But for the rest of us, we're going to sing and shout and dance because we're happy for you tonight. We're happy for what God's done in your life. Praise God.